It says, in the beginning was the word, and we're talking about the certainty of the word of God. Taking your mind off the temporary things and really focusing on the word of God. It says, I'm reading out of the New King James first. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. Now, is that certainty right there? Is that the absolute truth? It can create. We can see it. All things were created by this word. The New Living says, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. The Aramaic Bible in plain English says, in the origin, the word had been existing, and that word had been existing with God, and that word was God himself. Let's read that again. In the origin, the word had been existing, and that word had been existing with God, and that word was God himself. There is no word from God that does not have enough power in itself to cause your manifestation not to come to pass. There is no word from God. It contains enough power. When it is spoken out of your mouth in faith, it will cause whatever you are believing God for to come to pass. That is the difference between that 1:50, that 11:59, and that 12 o'clock midnight. You got to lay hold on the fact that that word is so powerful that even in those critical times, even when distractions come, this word will work. We don't have to work the word. The word has enough power in itself to work itself. The word contains all the power of the Godhead himself. All the power of the Godhead himself. That's why when distractions come, you got to not abort the conception of the word of God that's trying to take place in your spirit. Because it's in that critical time that you can say one wrong thing out of your mouth and it will abort the entire process. We got to stay focused on the word. We got to stay focused. Look at somebody, tell them it's almost midnight. It's only 1 minute before midnight. And you got to hold on. Camp meeting was here. The word is gone for. Now there your word is. It's planted. It's rooted. Now don't let distractions come. Don't let the enemy come in and take the word that has been sown all week out of your life. It's just 1 minute. It's 1 minute before midnight. And if you will hold on, see, when you think about midnight, you think about the darkest hour of the night. But when you think about midnight, you need to look at Acts 6:26. You don't have to turn there. But midnight for Paul and Silas represented the moment of deliverance. It represented the moment of breakthrough. When they worshiped, when they praised God, the chains came off. So you got to look at your midnight. That's my moment of deliverance. That's my moment of breakthrough. God, I'm going to hold on. God, I'm going to keep going because I know midnight is here. You got to get that word in your heart. They've been saying it all week. But let me tell you, your thought life will create the words that come out of your mouth. If you're thinking wrong, you're going to speak wrong. And in that moment of time, when you're ready for the manifestation and you're walking this thing out, you're walking it out. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. There you go. You just stopped everything that was coming your way. Because regardless of what you think, what you were believing, you spoke it in faith. and it had no other choice but to come to pass. You all, we are 1 minute away from midnight. Don't stop the manifestation with the words of your mouth and your thoughts. You have to renew your mind with the word of God. You know, when they told us we couldn't have no children, it plagued me. It bothered me. And I was pretty silent about it until, you know, because I'm private in the sense that when I'm going through when I'm building my faith on something, everybody doesn't need to know what I'm praying about. And everybody doesn't need to know what I'm believing for, because I don't need what you believe in to get off on me, because you might not be believing the right thing. So I'm careful in what I put out there. I'm careful of who I tell the vision to. I'm careful of who I present my case to.